This baseball season, catch every pitch at Long Neck Sports Grill. Each location has 4K TVs, so you never miss a game. The menu is so extensive, you can get something different every time you visit. I love the wings. And no place in Northern Kentucky has a better beer selection. Locations in Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. And when the weather is warm, there's nothing better than a warm spring night on Long Neck's outdoor patio. Long Neck Sports Grill, this baseball season, stay late, come often.
The Cincinnati Bengals play here. ESPN 1530.
They sure do. How you doing? Good afternoon. My name is Mo Egger. This is ESPN 1530. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a busy day. Right around noon, Desmond Ridder dropped the news that he is coming back for his senior season at the University of Cincinnati, the reigning Offensive Player of the Year in the American Athletic Conference, coming back for more at UC. Bypassing an opportunity to leave school early to enter the NFL draft. It's been a busy last few days for Desmond. Just came off the field a week ago in Georgia at the Peach Bowl. Had a decision to make this week. And the week ends with him deciding, announcing that he's chosen to stay at UC. And even bigger, he gets to be on this show. Des is with us. I believe he's home in Louisville. How you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
I am good. I appreciate you coming on. Kind of walk me through the last week or so, and I'm sure thinking about your future and your senior year and what you're going to do is not something that you just started when the season itself ended, but from last Friday to today, kind of walk us through the process that ended with you choosing to stay at UC for one more year.
Yeah, no, first off, thank you for having me. But yeah, after the game Friday, it was kind of just, you know, relax, go home, spend time with the family. And really just sit and think to myself and with my family of what the best decision would be and talking with Coach Fick and Coach Gino and figuring out, you know, what the best decision would be for me to move forward. And, you know, ultimately I had that time to think over the last week and I came to the conclusion that, you know, I felt that I would better myself both on and off the field. For staying an extra year.
You talk with your coaches. Obviously, you talk with those close to you and your family. Are there folks outside of that circle that you talk to and get their opinion about what the best course of action for you was?
Yeah, you know, there's obviously agents out there who are going to tell you, you know, anything almost you want to hear and whichever way it goes. And some of those agents are going to be there on your side. But one guy I found, you know, really helpful was Jordan Palmer. He's kind of been like a role model slash mentor to me, just kind of, you know, growing up watching him do the NFL path to the draft when I was little. I always wanted to, you know, go out there and work with him. So to be in contact with him, he's really helped me through a lot throughout this whole process. And he's kind of, you know, not guided me one way or the other, but just really helped me in my decision.
Let's talk about the growth. And look, you're going to come back to UC to try to improve upon the things you did this season. But I want to talk about the season you just had. Where do you feel like, as a quarterback, you improved and grew the most?
I would just feel, you know, just trusting my players and let them make plays. You know, sometimes that's hard as a quarterback. You want to make everything perfect. And sometimes perfect doesn't go right. And so just letting the other guys, you know, do the work is where I saw just a big step in my game, just giving the ball to the playmakers and letting them make plays.
Walk me through that, because that sounds easy, but this offseason, coming into this season, was not easy. Truncated, shortened spring ball period. You don't have as much time on the field with your teammates. Fall camp was weird. The rollout to the season was weird. For a while, you didn't know when you were going to play. As I think to this coming off season, hopefully things are a lot more normal. What can maybe you do with some of those guys this coming off season that you couldn't do before last season?
Yeah, so as of last season, you know, we only had 4 spring practices. And then unfortunately due to COVID, we were sent home until, you know, early June, early summer. And then once we got back into summer, we were still only able to work out with groups. And it was a very limited amount of time. And we went out through fall camp and were able to work. But it definitely wasn't a normal offseason. But I'm excited for this offseason to be back with everyone, hopefully back to, like you said, a more of a normal schedule and get with the guys, you know, on a deeper level, not just on the field but also off the field and, you know, really be in the film room, you know, with the O-linemen, with the wide receivers and, you know, getting to know every single route, you know, the way it's wanted to be and be perfect.
let's talk about your play individually. When you look, I don't know if you'll sit down and watch every snap of your junior season. I don't know if that process will start now. I don't know if you'll wait a few weeks. But based on what you know about the way you played this past season, and you were awesome, what do you want to improve upon the most this coming off season?
I would say just accuracy and deep ball. Just taking the check downs will really help improve accuracy. And you know, the completion percentage, but just working on, you know, just slight mechanics, just a little thing, staying in the pocket, but just really being able to stand there and deliver a ball and not necessarily, you know, being known as a dual threat, but just one who can make plays with his legs when needed.
The Peach Bowl itself, going up against that Georgia team, what did you learn about yourself in that game?
I learned that, you know, you can just go out there and play ball. I was out there having fun with it. And, you know, it doesn't matter what the stage is. As long as you make the game out there fun and you go out there and play ball and leave everything out there on the line, that it doesn't matter at the end of the day.
The team accomplished a lot this year. You had an undefeated regular season. You win the conference championship. The Bearcats were talked about as a college football playoff contender this year. You didn't win the bowl game, and you were really, really close. One or two plays go the other way. We're talking about you guys going undefeated, and you win the Peach Bowl. How much was your decision influenced by not winning that last game?
I wouldn't say it was influenced by the last game, but just knowing going into it, you know, that we're going up and playing, you know, one of the top competitors in the nation, and just seeing how we can compete with them. And, you know, we didn't play a perfect game. We didn't play, you know, a really good game. There was a lot of wrongs and things that we can learn on and learn from, and taking it this offseason and grow. And, you know, that's where I saw, you know, taking a huge advantage would be of coming back, is just knowing, you know, the guys that can come back and be this explosive next year again.
Let's talk about next season. Let's talk about the final year of your Bearcat career. You every time I've talked with you, you have always deflected any credit that you get to your teammates, to your skill guys, to your offensive line, to your coaches, and yet you've got a shot here. Let's assume that things go well from a health perspective. You've got a chance here to be atop the UC record book, you know, for a number of different categories. You got a shot to be the only player to have 100 touchdowns in the history of the school. And a lot of that is, you know, you got to play four seasons, and you were the starting quarterback starting with game two of your freshman year. Have you thought at all about the individual mark that you have a chance to still leave at the University of Cincinnati?
Yes, sir. I thought about it, and that was a huge part of my decision. Of also staying is that, you know, I want to leave a legacy. I want to be known. I told Coach Gino, you know, as soon as I got here, I said, "Hey, Coach, you know, my name's going to be right there up next year." And I've just made it a goal ever since for that to happen. Because the relationship that we have built over the past 4 to 5 years, you know, it's been special. But like you said, you know, all those records and everything doesn't happen without my teammates. And Coach Fick always preaches individual success comes from team success, and I really feel that.
The quarterback position itself, the last couple of years you've been backed up by Ben Bryant. The room goes deeper. Ben entered the transfer portal. Certainly wish him the best of luck. Among the kids at the position that you play is Evan Prater. And obviously, you know, Cincinnati kid, got a lot of attention when he was recruited, a lot of attention when he chose to play at UC. And was behind you, along with others, on the depth chart at quarterback during his freshman season as someone who's around him every single day, on the practice field, in meeting rooms, that sort of stuff, on the sideline. I see you guys huddle, you know, between series. Give folks an idea of what you've seen from Evan, what you like about him, what kind of quarterback you think he's going to be one day.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a great quarterback. He shows all the intangibles. You know, he's got great leadership. He's got a great personality. He gets along with every single teammate. You know, he cracks it up in the locker room. He can be, you know, the talk of the town. And then he can also get to work when business is needed. He's a almost want to say flashy player. But he's going to be a great quarterback. We're going to keep working, and I'm excited, you know, to almost take him under my wing. And just, you know, be almost lead like a great quarterback legacy going through UC.
There have been times where I think folks have wondered, you know, earlier this season you weren't playing your best. You turned things around starting with the SMU game. You know, should Cincinnati make a change? Should they give Ben a chance? Should they pull Dez? That sort of thing. And that never happened. Luke Fickell stuck by you. You and I have talked about your offensive coaches, but Luke speaks of you glowingly and has stuck by you. He's remained loyal to you. It's paid off for you, and it's paid off for the team. kind of take us inside that relationship that goes back to pretty much day one, because you were recruited to UC by the previous staff. We'll take me inside the Luke Fickell, Desmond Ridder relationship.
Yeah, so like you said, it goes all the way back to day one. Coach Tuberville and Coach Taylor, they extended the offer to me. And then when they stepped down and Coach Fickell and his staff came, they extended the offer and allowed me to be a part of the team. And they brought me in and said they see something great in me. And so when I was coming in here, I knew that. But, you know, it goes deeper than on the field with Coach Fick. He's like a father role model to almost all of us. And he'll be there in, you know, the great times and the dark times. And I really feel like he's done that for me and has been there whenever I needed him.
You mentioned Zach Taylor. I think there are folks who maybe only follow UC football casually who don't realize he's the coach who recruited you at UC when he was the offensive coordinator that one year. Obviously, now in the NFL, his plate is full. Is that somebody that you could reach out to and say, look, here's what I'm thinking. Here's where my head is. Here's what I want to do. Is that at all a resource that you could use based on that relationship?
Yeah, it is. I don't know what the exact rules are, you know, with the NCAA and the NFL as far as reaching out to head coaches and stuff. But, you know, he might reach out to me, you know, after the season, after a game, and just say, hey, good game. And he's kind of done that throughout my career. But, you know, it's kind of been, you know, a cool relationship to have, and it's definitely a unique one.
All right, you got time away. The semester doesn't start for another week or so. What are you doing with your time off?
I actually just drove back to Cincinnati earlier today. But we got a team meeting Sunday, so we're ready to get back to it.
That's not the exciting answer that I was looking for. But nonetheless, folks are really excited you're coming back for another season. You have a chance to polish off what's been a great career. It was a phenomenal year. Congratulations on all the individual and team success, and I appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, coming back for his senior season at the University of Cincinnati, quarterback Desmond Ridder calling me sir, and I expect that level of respect to permeate through the rest of the show. By the way, Taren Bland has come up with an answer to a question that I asked about quarterback-coach combinations in this day and age of college football, who – with the quarterback basically being, I'm not talking about somebody who was like along for the ride. I'm talking like a guy who played and along with their coach won more than 30 games and then came back for their fourth year. Taren believes he has the answer to this question, and he will give it to you and I together coming up in just about 20 minutes. And then if he's wrong, I expect, well, not me, but I expect somebody else to tell him that he's wrong. Paul Keels will join us at 5:20 and the Papa John's weekend tip off in the 5 o'clock hour as well. So the Bengals season is over. The coaching staff is at the top of it, going to remain intact. There's some position coaches that have to be sorted out, but it's now draft season. The draft is 3.5 months away. You can never start talking draft too early. So we will. Mike Renner, Pro Football Focus, will answer a slew of very, 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 very early and preliminary draft questions next on ESPN 1530 Cincinnati Sports Station.
This baseball season, catch every game at Longneck Sports Grill. There are three locations in Northern Kentucky, Wilder, Hebron, and Richwood. Each one of them very easy to get to. Each one of them has 4K TVs all over the place, and the sound will be on. Plus, no place in Northern Kentucky has better wings, and there's also no more extensive beer selection than the one you'll find at Longneck's. Longneck Sports Grill, and by the way, when the weather gets warm, there's nothing like Longneck's patio. Longneck Sports Grill, stay late. Come often.